recording?
We're not recording yet. Okay, so this is a crazy turn of events because last year, myself and Eric Rosenberg from Personal Profitability actually closed down FinCon as the last podcast. And this year, I'm the first podcast recording at FinCon 2016 as that giant, I don't know what that is. Is that a TV? That's awesome. As that giant TV rolls by. First, I'd like to say, one, live from the Trade King podcasting stage at FinCon 2016. Thank you so much to Trade King for sponsoring our podcast booth. My name is Michelle Jackson, and my podcast is Girl Gone Frugal Again, because I had to start again. So please, everybody, I'm going to start my right to my left. Everyone introduce yourselves. So, Kate.
Hey there, I am Kate Dorr from Cashville Skyline.
Give us more than that.
Okay, based in Nashville, Tennessee, I am a personal finance blogger that caters towards creative professionals. I am a freelance writer, self-employed, and also a social media consultant as well.
Awesome. My name is Michelle Jackson. I am a personal finance blogger and podcaster. I also dabble in podcasting and writing about all things Colorado. So if you notice, I'm wearing my CU Buffs T-shirt, grew up in Colorado. I also am working with, in my own way, older millennials and Gen Xers on having the best life that they can, lowering their budget, but without lowering their quality of life. So that's why I'm here in San Diego.
I am Jessica Garbarino. I'm with Every Single Dollar. And after paying off $56,000 of debt and being completely debt-free, I decided to teach personal finance for the single woman. So that's what I do through blogging, video. It's pretty fun.
Congratulations on that, too.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. My name is Amanda Obeya from AmandaObeya.com. I'm the best-selling author of Make Money Your Honey. I got a few copies on me. You can come find me.
It's an awesome book.
Thank you, Michelle. I also write for Inc., Huffington Post. I'm a freelance writer, podcaster, kind of a little bit of a jack of all trades, like all of us here at FinCon, because we like our money coming from different places.
That's right. Yes. I don't know what places those are, but Amanda's also very meta. She's like hippie fantastic, like me, so love her.
I am. I'm super hippie fantastic and woo woo. But don't tell anybody because I work in finance.
Lynette.
Hi, everybody. My name is Lynette Davis with A&D Media. I am representing Philadelphia.
Woo-hoo. Oh, we got Philly over there. We got Philly in the house. Yes.
I am, what I do is I help women thought leaders consistently connect with their online communities, most of the time as their social media manager or as their virtual marketing assistant.
Nice.
And then I am also a mental health blogger over on my own site, and I specialize in helping women entrepreneurs and business owners reconnect with their mental wellness while they're trying to be awesome, but also keeping their sanity while they're doing it.
So, I love that.
Yeah,
nice.
Lynn's also my rock star VA, and I want to give a round of applause. Yeah, I can't do what I do without her.
Nice.
And I want to give a round of applause because this is her first FinCon, and she's on the podcasting stage.
Nice. For all the newbies in the line, put your hands up. Whoop, whoop. Oh, come on.
Wow.
There's more of you. Newbies.
They don't
want to
admit it.
There's not two. That's not the girl there and that girl there. Whatever. They're like, oh, we're so shy. Oh, get over that. Okay, so for today's podcast, it's all free flowing because why not? I don't drop a lot of F-bombs, but
I do.
Exactly, which is why I'm going to say that there might be the occasional harsh word. We're grown-ups. You can handle it. So
this is going to be the explicit mark.
Yeah, you're
going to have to mark it.
Usually they're not explicit, but this one might be. So the initial question I'm going to ask, which all you guys should be pondering, is what are you hoping to get out of FinCon 2016? What are your goals? Why are you here? So let's start from Lynette and work our way back this way.
Hi, so originally, my original mission here was to definitely be here on behalf of Amanda Obeya as her virtual assistant. And then I learned that people were actually very interested in learning about the connection between money and mental health. So now I am here on a mission to represent anybody who is an entrepreneur or a business owner who may have mental health disorders. I definitely want them to reach out to me because I do blog on this subject. I'm working on a book with women thought leaders, interviewing them and researching about entrepreneurship, suicide, and money. So why not? You know, I'm definitely here to help support women who may are hiding the fact that they might have mental health disorders. And I want them to know, if they are here, if you have things like depression, bipolar, anxiety, that there are people here. We're support. You don't have to hide it. We're stigma free.
Love it.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
And National Suicide Awareness Week Day was, I think, last week as well.
It was.
This is for people who are writing about personal finance. We do, to a certain degree, have a responsibility towards our readers. Mm-hmm. And knowing that debt can adversely affect people's wellness is a huge, huge thing. And so I appreciate your mission and will support you in that.
Thank
Amanda.
You.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have the same mission every year. I'm really big into, like, Susan Cain. I'm not an introvert.
To rule over the world, or?
No.
Pinky in the Brain, or?
No, she wrote the book Quiet, which is, like, I'm not an introvert at all, but I think,
not
like.
Not at all.
Not even, like, come say hi. I'm really not. Like, I feed off of other people's energy. But she has a really great book for introverts when it comes to, like, building a business and networking called Quiet. And in that book, she talks about the power of one. Just help one person. Like, if I can do that, I'm good. And I have the same kind of mission every FinCon. I just try and help as many people as I can. Like, there have been a lot of impromptu coaching sessions that have gone on at FinCon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the whole reason I like to come to FinCon is the connection with the people. Because a lot of us interact on the virtual side, but it's great to meet face-to-face and make those connections. So I'm really hoping to get more connections this year, some genuine, real-world, face-to-face. Definitely going to take my business to the next level next year. So it's going to be a lot of talking to a lot of our great vendors in the expo hall that are here as well. So I'm planning to be everywhere. FinCon.
As Pat Flynn would say, be everywhere. So,
or like Madonna says, I want to rule the world.
Did you go? So that was scary. I don't know what just happened. So for me, my goal is just to really kind of push through some mindset issues in terms of branding and being out there and imposter syndrome. I feel like I've kind of crossed the divide on that and feel very excited to own my brand and help as many people as possible and connect with as many people as possible. My goal with every FinCon, besides connecting with people, is to lose my voice every time because I've spoken to so many people and supported them genuinely on the things that they're doing. So I love that with FinCon and the financial community, there's collaboration and not competition. So yes. If you're like, oh, I want to compete with them, then you're kind of in the wrong space. But if you want to collaborate and connect and just really grow your brand, grow what you're doing and help others, then we're excited to connect and, you know, come over, say hi to me. I won't freak out if I've never met you before. I'll be like, I'm pretty down with that. So say hi.
Thanks, Michelle. So this is actually my first self-employed FinCon. I'm pretty pumped about that.
Oh, yes. You're still eating.
I'm not sleeping in a tent outside of the hotel, so I'm patting myself on the back for that.
You can sleep on the floor in my room.
Yeah, I was thinking about just trying to crash in the backseat of someone's car. So I'm also pursuing the CFP designation. Awesome. I just finished XYPN conference earlier today, which was amazing.
Yeah, awesome.
Amazing. What? Such an awesome community of people and helping Generation XY. And I'm focused on creative professionals. So just, here to build my brand and obviously connecting in person with all the amazing people, my, quote, internet friends that I... my real
They're
life
real.
Friends my real life friends think
you're
that like
so
what are you doing
than
online
your Twitter
all day?
Picture like oh my god I can poke you
She's
in real,
real
life now
we met on
your
the
hair
internet.
Is huge in real life
yeah so all of those things and I mean learning of course I'm a digital marketer background marketing so anytime I can learn more and grow as an entrepreneur and marketer that's what FinCon's all about so pretty stoked to be here.
So what's your number one tip for both newbies and returning FinCon participants? Like, what should we do first?
I'll tell you what I did first last year.
I'm scared of you.
Which was awesome.
All right.
I went through the entire attendee list and followed everyone on Twitter.
Nice.
Everybody.
I did that too my first year.
Like, that took me probably 3 or 4 hours, but it was probably the best investment I ever made on because out of that came my very first podcast interview. So it paid off quite a bit.
Amanda, what about you?
I would say make friends, meet people. I mean, this is such an incredible community. Like, I like to call this a bunch of, like, CFPs and CPAs gone rogue. but it's so much more than that now. We were talking about that earlier. Like, there's much more than just finance bloggers right. here now. Mm-hmm. And it's such an incredible community of people doing amazing, amazing things in the world. So make friends. I mean, I know all you guys. We, like, talk all year. We only see each other once a year at FinCon, but we're always in communication.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely echoing what the two of them have already said. And yeah, I think going to all the parties for sure.
All yes. the parties.
All yeah. the parties.
All the parties. Well, it's amazing. The parties are always awesome.
Your kids are at home. You can party.
The
whatever.
2 a.m. pizza. Like
yeah,
2
exactly.
3 a.m. pizza.
Exactly.
Always a blast.
Oh my gosh, the drunken best. Masterminds in the hotel
that
lobby.
That almost went horribly wrong.
Who remembers New Orleans? And the drunken yes. mastermind in New Orleans a couple yes. years ago. Yes. I think that should win like best collaborative project. I really do. Like,
so as long as it
it's
was
amazing.
A mastermind.
I know.
That's what we're coining it, right? Yeah. That's what we're calling it. As long as you call it a mastermind, it's sanctioned.
I think a lot of good ideas came out of that night in New Orleans, okay?
Junkin hotel, late night hotel lobby antics. Mastermind. Yeah, no, I think just being there, like kind of what Amanda already said, I think just going out, leaving your hotel room and just trying to go to as many things as you can. And yeah, even if you have one really amazing conversation at an event, I mean, again, that's
really
worth
good
it. Yeah, I mean, making one a really amazing connection, you're going to make way more than that. But, you know, again, it's just, I think, what is there, 1,200 people here?
There's a lot of people.
I mean, it'd be amazing to touch every single person, but...
touch them how?
Probably not going to happen.
I saw that, JD.
I don't know if that kind of conference.
Is it
I
that
think that's
kind
up
of
the
place?
Road, okay?
maybe that's for, like, the after party.
A lot of love happening here.
That's the unauthorized FinCon.
Okay. Lynette, what about you? What do you think? What would you advise people?
Well, I am a newbie. This is my first time at FinCon, and I am an introvert.
Yes.
Although I can get up here, I'm not shy, but I am an introvert. So what I did was I downloaded the app. Mm-hmm. I participated in a group beforehand. Mm-hmm. And by the time I got here, I recognized either the name or the face of certain people. And I do what introverts do. We're not necessarily going to go out to every party.
Right.
Because it drains us. at least it does with me.
I've heard that from many introverts. So.
However, we still do need to get out and network. So what I've discovered is sometimes just do the things that you are comfortable with and you'll be surprised who you meet. Like, for instance, I didn't think anybody would wake up early, but my body is used to East Coast time.
Right.
So I was up like 5.
The struggle is real.
Lynn and I
were awake at like 3:30 this morning.
Yeah,
we woke up at okay.
I have been here since Saturday and I'm still getting up
I
at
know.
5:30. Like what is
like,
going
I don't
on?
Know
same.
Yeah.
So because of that, I wind up going to the gym this morning and I wind up getting to actually talk to people and everything at the gym. So like
awesome. It's great.
Other people might walk. You might find that there's other people who are walking or do the pool on the Uber and you'll meet some random people. So like you can find ways to network with people in your own comfort zone.
What would you advise extroverts to do when dealing with a person who seems like an introvert? Like how would you coach us to be mindful of introverted needs?
Don't rush.
I would say
don't rush them.
If you see somebody kind of chilling on a cusp on the side, more than likely that's an introvert.
Uh-huh.
And just go up and talk. Like most of the time, introverts aren't shy. A lot of people think, oh, you're shy. Introvert and shy are not necessarily synonymous, right, uh-huh. with each other. So go strike up a conversation with somebody who might be on the cusp because they might not know people or they're kind of like, where do I jump in this conversation at?
Right.
But if you go speak to somebody and then other people might come over, if we're already engaged in a conversation, it's not so hard for us. But if there's already a circle of people and a conversation going on, we're probably going to start looking at paintings like, oh, that's nice. Oh, that's a bird. That's nice.
Uh-huh.
You know, so honestly, if you just kind of see somebody kind of chilling a cuss and everybody's already engaged, go reach out to that person. Like, okay. I trust, you know, trust and believe we can carry a conversation, especially if it's deep and meaningful, mm-hmm. but we might not initiate it.
One of the big things that I would say is everyone's told bring your you know, your cards, bring your business cards. And yes, it's a digital age, but one of the big things I do is when I meet people, I actually write notes on each card.
I do that too. Yes.
And the reason why I do that is I meet a lot of you guys. So, you know, if I meet someone and I'm like, I have no idea who that person was, but I go back to their card and I see what I wrote about the conversation, then when I'm following up with you a couple weeks later, I can have a substantive, email, a follow-up conversation, whatever it is I'm hoping to do as I connect with you after the conference. Stop blowing wind. Stop it. So please don't forget, like, the business cards aren't just like these cute little things you ordered just to be cute. They can be a tool to keep you, you know.
Although they are pretty cute.
They're pretty cute. But use them as a tool, a memory tool, so that you can connect with people later. So, you know, this is a money conference. And actually, conferences in general, I think, regardless of whether you're in FinCon or not, are a great way to grow your professional life.
I agree.
What about that is true to you? Like, why do you think that's the case? That you can grow your professional life attending events and conferences like this?
I think there are lots of reasons. I know for me, when I started blogging, I know there are a couple of you, at least out here, who might be dealing with this. I hid behind my computer a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, actually going out there and, like, building relationships and telling the world, hey, this is what I do, and I'm doing it for a living, and I want this to pay my bills, and, you know, that was terrifying the first time. I was like, what? Blogging? That's a job? You know, now it seems like more normal, you know, but, like, back then at my first FinCon, you know, in 2013, it wasn't so much yet, and when I started blogging in 2010, even less. So I think for me, part of the reason why it's been so big for my professional brand was because I stopped hiding behind my computer. Right. I stopped hiding behind my social media accounts. I started putting things out there into the world with real people.
I'm kind of a conference junkie, but that's good. My name is Jessica, and I'm a conference junkie. I just like meeting people from a variety of different backgrounds because I think it expands your horizons. I've done a lot of WordCamps, which is for WordPress this year, and it's been amazing becoming more part of the web design community, and I've gotten a lot of great contacts and people who have heard the message of my story. So it's just beyond the financial community. So you're spreading your message beyond just the financial FinCon family. So it's, I don't know, I haven't found a conference I don't like. Especially if they have good food.
I just snorted there.
Girl. And alcohol.
Good drinks and snacks on point. Yeah. I think there's just something that's really powerful, especially with all of us. We have such a, you know, we have a common interest. And the truth is that we are much more powerful together than we are apart. I mean, I think we can all speak and say that we've all been given so many opportunities by people when we were starting, you know, and I think it's important to keep that, just keep that cycle of generosity and helping one another going. And that's part of going to FinCon. For me, that's what it's always, I mean, this is my third year, so I'm still not quite as some people. Have you guys, all of you been?
This is my fourth.
This is my second.
So some of you have been, you know, number one.
number one.
But it's just such an amazing and just creative, like the collaboration, just chatting with people over ideas. I mean, it's such a creative, inspiring
collaboration.
Group of people.
Collaboration, really. Not competition.
Yeah.
That's really huge.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I never thought there could be creativity in fine. I'm an accountant, so you don't want creativity. Yeah. So it's nice to have that in
a
financial setting.
In numbers?
No. Don't worry. The creative people didn't know you could be creative in finance either. Because I'm a creative who writes about money.
So if there's, you know, who's the one person that you'd like to meet this week?
Oh, my God.
That you've never met before?
That's really hard.
Are you going to make me fangirl and, like, get really self-conscious?
Yeah, I'm going to fangirl. I know who.
Man.
Does it count if I've, like, talked to her on the phone but not in person?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Natalie Sisson, where are you?
Oh, my gosh, she's here?
Yeah, she's speaking here this
year. From Australia?
New Zealand.
Nice.
Or Portugal,
not
or wherever
Australia?
She's living.
Not Australia?
Do not know where she's from.
Dude, she's the suitcase entrepreneur,
oh my God, that's
okay?
The coolest thing ever.
She's the suitcase entrepreneur. She changes countries, like, every few months. Like,
she's
seriously, like.
Okay, she's you guys, it's on.
Yeah, yeah.
Natalie!
Game time.
Where are you, Natalie?
Natalie Sisson? We're gonna make you feel welcome to America. That is awesome. You just made my day. I didn't realize she was here. So, what about you guys?
Me? Oh, actually, I'd like to meet Grant Baldwin because he's supposed to be coming
here. He's here too?
And I was part of his course, and he said, come and find me. I heard you're speaking at FinCon. Like, I mentioned it in his group, and he said, come and find me. So I'm hoping to meet up with him.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, what about you?
Well, so earlier today, I kind of geeked out. I met Pam Kaplan. She's a financial planner at XYPM, but she's coming to FinCon as well. And she has an amazing company called Brunch and Budget.
Hello.
And she's based in New York, and she helps with creatives, but they get together and they start by just getting together over brunch.
She's going to have a food again. Food.
Yeah, and like she did a talk on podcasting with her husband this morning, and she's just so creative, and I love her brand and her business. So I was definitely geeking out a little bit once I met her in person today earlier.
See, I love the food and finance. Like, yes, it all goes together.
My favorite things.
Like a hand in a glove.
Like peanut butter and jelly.
Okay, so I would say it was probably like two people I kind of wanted to meet, but I wind up walking right by them and said good morning and didn't realize who they were. Until after the fact,
that's why we need name badges, guys. Go get your name badge right over there.
So, I would love to meet Kim Garst. Mainly because before she became the Kim Garst that everybody really knows, I used to follow Kim Garst. And when I first started, I used to go back and forth in messages with her all the time, actually. And she was the one who actually got me started in my career because I didn't know we could get paid to do social media for people.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah. I kind of want to go... Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
True.
I want to meet Jean Chatsky, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that would
I don't know
cool.
if anyone can arrange that.
I met her, but this was in St. Louis, and I'd had a couple of people kept giving me their drink tickets, and I was there talking to Jean. I was there talking to Jean Chatsky, and I didn't
Making
even know I was
rain.
Talking to her. I was really embarrassing, actually.
Drink tickets. Amazing.
So I met her. I just didn't realize I was talking to her.
That's hilarious.
I just want a selfie with her, and then I'd be so happy.
I want to get, like, I'm not really into selfies, but I feel like I could take as many as possible this conference and just geek out.
Michelle, I challenge you to a selfie a day.
I think it
like
should be a
one
goal.
Selfie a day?
At least.
Minimum.
I could do that, I guess.
I think
Are we getting
go for
selfie
more.
Sticks this year?
Oh, my God.
That was awesome.
Last year.
What swag is out there? Like, what swag do you, you know what
swag?
I love?
Yeah.
Swag?
Yeah.
Swag bag?
Swag.
Oh, swag.
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 It
might
swag.
Be from where I'm
it's
from.
It's a Colorado
okay,
thing.
I want socks because it's already starting to snow.
Ollie has selfie sticks this year.
Do you have the cookies too?
The cookies.
Okay.
Yes!
My cookies in the house.
I'm going to be living in the Ally booth basically the whole conference.
I'm going to eat those Ally cookies. For those of you who don't know, newbies, the Ally cookies are awesome. And I'm going to eat them like the zombie apocalypse is coming. If you try to get my cookies, I'm going to smack your hand and it's not going to work. Okay, so.
We just found out they have selfie sticks.
Yeah.
Wow. That'll come
in
handy.
Those portable chargers.
Yes.
I can use one of those.
Oh, the portable phone chargers.
I need one of those.
I have
too.
A collection.
Yeah.
If, you know, this is a money conference, so what is the, like, I don't know if you've made a money mistake, but what's the worst money mistake you've made and what's the lesson that you learned from it?
Where do you want me to start?
Let's
one?
Do this.
One?
Whichever ones you want to share.
Well, the one I always publicly share is that I used to have over 100 pairs of shoes in my closet and nothing in my retirement account. So my retirement account was living in my closet. I'm down to like under 35 now, so I've gotten better, but that was
What'd
a huge...
What'd you do with those 70 shoes?
They either, I wore them out or I just gave them away.
Dang.
I wasn't even wearing half of them. So I just thought they
How
were pretty.
How could you wear half of them?
Like, because I actually had a student, I taught accounting at night, and she made a comment on Facebook once. I became friends with her after we were done teaching, and she's like, I just remember you used to parade in every week with a new pair of shoes. And I thought, yeah, I probably wore them once, and they hurt my feet like hell, and I had to get rid of them. So they stayed in my closet till I got rid of them.
Awesome.
It was bad.
Why I
called you Jessica, I don't know.
It's okay.
I'm like, what the? Jesus. Okay. Kate from Cashville Skyline.
I actually, the year the stock market crashed, I actually stopped investing for the entire year. It's still, now given I was in my early
20s. That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah. it still hurts to even think about it. But yeah, I have to share that. But it's a great lesson because, you know, again, the ebbs and flows of the stock market, I will never make that mistake ever again.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Costly mistake.
Okay, double trouble down there. What about you guys?
I think my mistake is a pretty common one, and I actually have to coach people through this all the time. For me personally, like, I had a couple of day jobs before I went into blogging full time, and I did not negotiate my starting salary at all. Mm. Like, I mean, I graduated during the recession, couldn't find a job. It was one of those, like, I got to take whatever I can get kind of situations. But now that I look back on it, and I'm like, dude, if I would have just asked for a little bit more, even just like, you know what a difference that kind of stuff makes over time in your career? I think that's one that a lot of people struggle with, is that they just don't ask for more money, and then they wonder why they're broke. You know? Mm-hmm.
Lynette?
Where do I start?
You know what? I think one of my biggest mistakes was...
Could you pull your...
Yeah. Trying to grow before I was ready. So the VA industry was fairly new when I, you know, not new, but a lot of people didn't know what a VA was at the time. And I tried to grow my company into multi-VA agency. Wow. Long before I was ready. And so what resulted was everybody was getting paid very well except for me. You know, everybody had food money but me. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes we're trying to hurry up and get rich quick and pay people to help us get there. But if you really don't know what you're doing and you're just following advice, it might not necessarily be the right advice for you.
Wow. And that's huge for a lot of these people in this crowd who are starting businesses and growing their own business. And you hear about you have to invest the money, you know, and it's a fine line.
Gotta spend money to make money. Yeah, that's the one you hear all the time. Yeah.
I'm always conflicted on that one, but that's another podcast episode. I think I've made so many fabulous money mistakes. And I think the one that even now kind of still is an issue that I'm dealing with is understanding my money personality and what my triggers are, and understanding that there's just some things I should never, like, there's some tools that aren't tools for me, like, that I don't need to be using, and other things that I'm like a rock star at, and I should be really focused on that. So, like, I am never going to really be a great credit card user. I'm just not, I'm good at living on a cash budget. I'm good at investing. I'm good at buying property. I'm not great with credit cards. There's just some weird thing. And so for me, I've pulled credit cards out of the mix for me. It's not a thing that I need really anymore. It's not a tool that I apparently use well. And partly because it connects to triggers that I have. So I'm okay with that. Amanda's like, and I'm okay with that. And it took a while to kind of, because people want you to use everything and be aware of everything. And I'm like, you know what? Everything's not for everyone.
Right. No. It can get really overwhelming sometimes. I understand that because, you know, as a financial writer, I interview people probably half this conference, actually. Yeah, I've interviewed for a quote. Yeah. and you learn about all these amazing things. Like, for me, it's with investing. You know, I'm, like, trying to invest in all these different things at once, and you have to realize, like, hey, wait a minute. Like, this may not actually work for you. Yeah. So I think that's actually really important.
Mm-hmm. And it was a hard thing to kind of realize and be like, yeah, this is not my thing. And everything else I'm rocking at, this is not my thing. So.
I love credit cards.
I know. I know. And I'm not down on them either.
Many a free flight.
They're my financial financial heroine is that it is for me. Yeah. So I can't even touch them. I haven't used one in 6 years.
I like
so
that.
I can't.
They're your financial heroine.
They are my financial heroine.
I like that.
Before
your
we
financial
forward,
smack.
It is.
Give me another hit.
Again, we are live from the Trade King podcasting stage at FinCon 2016. It's a breezy, beautiful, sun peeking out day. You know,
finally.
Hashtag where's the sun?
I know. I thought I came to Southern California for some sunshine.
You know, fun factoid about Colorado, we are actually known for having more sun than San Diego.
Stop. Yes. Did you just make that up on the fly, or is that like
completely
a... Is that an internet show throwing shade? Completely telling the truth.
330 days, okay?
Oh my gosh, she even knows it by the number.
Hey, I have a Colorado niche site. So does anyone have a niche site out here? Like, are you just dabbling in finance, or are you doing some other stuff?
No, I tried the niche thing. I was like, too much. I can only handle like one website.
There's weird stuff in Florida that we could talk about.
That's so much, like zombies and stuff, and alligators.
We just have the weird news. Whenever there's weird crime, it's always in
Florida. Every single time. Like, and every Floridian knows it too. Like, oh, someone ate someone's. Gotta be Florida.
It's gotta be. Yeah. Check it. Yep, it is. It is.
It's alarming, and actually, we think it too.
I had a short-lived food blog.
Oh, you did?
Well, before Cashville Skyline, called "Don't Hide," ; I will eat you.
Nice.
Needless to say, wow. once I started trying to be a little better about eating healthy and all that stuff, I was like, it's time to get rid of the food blog and focus on.
That could be a scary hashtag too.
I will eat you.
I try to like random restaurants.
Okay,
I went to.
Here's a money mistake I've made, and it's related to this. I tried like a makeup blog that lasted 2 days.
Nice.
You got the domain for it and everything.
Yeah. Oh my
god! I was like, oh my god, this looks like fun. Look at all these YouTubers and all the great stuff they get to play with, and look at all the crap I just bought thanks to YouTube. Like all these like moisturizers and things.
Amazing.
So I was like, oh, I could totally do that. Nope, that was really hard. I don't know if there are any makeup bloggers here, but that is hardcore.
I wanted to do an anime blog, but like it's super saturated, and a lot of people don't know I was filming videos for another YouTuber where we were going to anime conventions. Now those I'm not shy at all, but
I don't even know what to say.
She found her trigger to be extroverted.
Yeah. Like, I found my people.
I found my crew in the anime conventions. I'm nice. Like Zenkai Con, Otakon, Anime Expo. I am there.
Uh-oh.
I didn't even know those existed.
Yeah, I know. Road trip.
There's a conference for everything.
So, guys, we're winding up. I would love for you to introduce yourselves one more time, just say who you are, your social media, and one last thing for the people to think about when they go into this weekend of fun and craziness with the other money people. Money people. What's your advice? Everybody.
I can go first. Hi, my name's Amanda Bea, for those of you who didn't hear before. AmandaBea.com, you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm huge on Instagram, obsessed with Instagram. At Amanda Bea. And I guess my my advice would be, here's one. If you need help, there's plenty of people here who can help you with whatever it is that you are wondering about. It doesn't matter where you started a blog yesterday or like 6 years ago. Like, there's always something that we could be learning, and there's so many people here with such a wealth of knowledge in different areas that, I mean, take advantage.
Absolutely.
Jessica Garbarino with Every Single Dollar. You can find me at my Every Single Dollar Facebook page. I'm on Twitter at Jess Garbarino, and I am at Instagram at Jessica Garbarino.
I just tagged you on Instagram.
My website is everysingledollar.com, and I think my biggest takeaway is don't think you're going to get any sleep the next 3 days.
Because if you do, then
you're doing FinCon wrong.
Yeah, totally.
So sleep on the plane on the way home.
Sleep
or
is for the week.
Yeah, it's just, you can sleep when you're dead. You can sleep when you're dead. That's how it's going to work. And your liver
Shout
may
out
hurt
to Sandy
too.
Sandy Smith from Yes, I Am Chief over there.
That is my advice.
Kate.
Hey, this is Kate Dorr from Cashville Skyline, cashvilleskyline.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at Cashville Sky, and Instagram, Kate Dorr. Also active on Pinterest and LinkedIn, a little bit of everything. But yeah, I would say the big thing is don't be afraid to talk to the rock star bloggers.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Like the blogger celebrities. You know, actually, everybody is super cool. And you'd be surprised. Like, it's a little intimidating when you know, the internet famous people, but Everybody's really cool.
They started somewhere, yeah. You know,
people are really cool here.
They put their pants on one leg at a time, too, like the rest of us.
True.
I'm just saying. I could have said something more crass, and I didn't. I kept it clean.
We kept it pretty clean, considering this crew. And again, my name is Michelle Jackson. I write the blog shopmyclosetproject.com. You can find me at shopmyclosetproject.com. That's my fan over there with no S.
Did you pay them? Did you pay them to do that?
Yes. You can find me on. That's right. Colorado Love, the CO. You can find me on Instagram at shopmyclosetprojectmichelle, which I actually am going to be dabbling in more. This is our podcast episode for Girl Gone Frugal. Again.
Wait, Lynn. What? Lynn needs to give
Lynn
her.
Just talked about going to cons.
No, she needs to give her advice, one last advice.
My bad. But I didn't give my advice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll give my advice and then Lynn's going to wrap it up. So my advice is have fun. Don't take yourself too seriously. And please don't pitch us when it's obviously we don't want to be pitched.
Like, oh, God. Yes.
You know, so you're creating relationships, people. Yeah. Creating relationships means the cues are there. Have your beer, relax, and when it's appropriate, a couple months later, pitch. Lynette.
All right, Lynn's gonna send us off.
Should I sing? No.
Hey, you can sing. Do it.
Do it.
I'll pass. My name is Lynette Davis again. You can with A&D Media, which is aplusdmedia.com. I'm on Twitter. Although my Twitter account is mostly my mental health advocacy work, awesome. And that's at Lynn D. Davis. And, well, I guess I'll speak to the introvert since I think I'm the only introvert up here. So here's my advice. Get you an extrovert friend. And they will pretty much
they will push you on a podcasting stage.
Yeah, pretty much.
So when we see you dancing on a table, we know what happened because Amanda will be right by you.
Yeah.
So anyway, have a wonderful time here at FinCon. Just enjoy yourself. You're not gonna, you know, try to meet everyone. Have throat lozenges so you don't lose your voice.
Oh yeah, that's important too.
Just have
yeah.
a good time. Don't take yourself too seriously and
have fun.
Welcome.